I survive this shit than anybody can. Feel like the whole world against you, what would you do? Daddy smoking this shit and my mama too. Auntie and my uncle too. Remember daddy put mama in the hospital when I was 2. Maybe 3. He apologized and bought me some shoes.
I remember that.
He always told me he was sorry though. Reflection of my parents. 4th grade when I called my teacher a hoe. Yeah, that's when shit got real. Grandma can't get me, said, fuck your mama, how this where you live. You don't talk back or you get slapped. You a fucking child, you don't pay bills. Okay. Where I would be without Adam May, only Lord knows, God bless her soul. '99, my auntie Bae died.
Shit,
she had one child and that's my big brother. Grew up in the same bed, we used to fight each other.
What?
He the only nigga in the world that know my whole struggle. Hell yeah, nigga, that my big cub.
Yeah.
He was with me when I flew and went and got my first plug.
Hey.
Started counting too much money and started drugging hard. Swear to God, it feel like it's a curse on me and my boys. My partner fell asleep, hit the pole and my partner died.
Damn.
Couple months later, I fell asleep driving to the shop. Final destination, God, this can't be my last ride. 6 years later, we flipped over again and we still alive. Good, they still together too.
Hell yeah.
I went and got a crib and one for them too.
Yeah.
Like my Uncle Vic, I'm the shit.
R.I.P.
By the way, rest in peace to Adam, man. I'm blessed.